Namhla kusukuke esikhumbula ngalo usuku lokuzalwa kuka Jesu.
So today is the day that we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus.
Izitha zevangeli zona ziyasizakala ngalolu suku zithi ha ukuthiwa ukhisimuzi akusiwona akusilona usuku lokuzalwa kuka Jesu kube khona nesihlahla sika khisimuzi into yabahedeni leyo.
And there are those who oppose it and say Christmas is definitely not the date, and also the Christmas tree, all of that has got pagan origins.
Ngisho abanye abazalwane bakuhlaba kabi ukuthi awu nize livume ku into yophedeni.
There are also some Christians who are very hostile against Christmas and say, how can you have a Christmas tree and that and celebrate a heathen celebration?
Ngithanda ukuthi ngingakaqala ukushumayela ngichaze ngokuthi kuhambe kanjani.
But before I start to preach, let me just explain how things go.
UKhisimuzi, usuku lukaKhisimuzi, kwaba usuku elibizwa ngokuthi iSaturnalia.
Now, Christmas Day used to be called, a long time ago, the day of Saturnalia.
Ndulondulo eRoma.
In ancient days in Rome.
Kwasuka lapho kwa eMpumalanga le eMediterranean.
It then spread to the eastern Mediterranean.
Esikwaziyo thina ngomlando ukuthi kwaqala nga ngo December 25 nge almanaki ikalende lase Roma ngo 354.
The first we hear of this particular celebration was found on the calendar, the Roman calendar, on the 25th of December. It was first celebrated, we hear of it for the first time, in AD
354.
After Christ,
354.
Where it was the remembrance of the birth of Jesus.
Bekusuku lwabezizwe umkhosi welanga.
It had been a rival contender as the forerunner of the of Christmas
of the sun
Saturnalia Solus,
the birthday of the sun. Aige kwahamba kwahamba ngo 274 phambi kuka Jesu.
It was about 274
kwaba umkhosi wombuso,
where it had been an empire celebration. It was also put onto the Roman coinage.
Kwaqhubeka ke kwaqhubeka kwase kuyekwa ukuba kube lo mkhosi wabezizwe ngokwanda kwamaKristu emhlabeni. Baguqula bathiso kwenza kube sikhumbule hayi ukuzalwa kwelanga kodwa ukuzalwa kwelanga lasezulwini elinguJesu Kristu.
As time increased and Christians began to expand, so they adopted it into Christendom not as the birth of the Son but the birth of Christ. I'm just telling you some of the history.
Isihlahla sika Khisimusi.
Now the Christmas tree.
Ah, ngingakugaya esihlahleni. Manje abanye bathi kungani ukuthi amaKristu athatha into yabezizwe. Umkhosi wabezizwe bakwenza into yokholwa.
But before I get there, let me just look at this point. There are those who say, how can we celebrate something that used to be a pagan festival and now make it a Christian one?
Ziningi zinto ezazingi zazizinto zobuhedeni kodwa namhla kumkhosi wokholwa.
There are many things that have got pagan origins but today are celebrated in a Christian fashion.
UJesu ubizwa ukuthi inkosi, inkosi yamakhosi.
Jesus is known as the King of Kings.
Ubukhosi bekuyinto yabahedeni.
Now, kings were originally a pagan notion.
Bekungekho ubukhosi emakholweni.
God's people never had kings.
Lapho abakwaIsrayeli bathi sifuna inkosi, umprofeti wathi nimlahlile uNkulunkulu. Nifuna inkosi? Inkosi into yabezizwe.
When the Israelites began to desire a king, the prophet said, how can you do this? That which the pagan nation, the Gentiles do, they have kings.
Kodwa namhla uJesu uyinkosi yamakhosi.
But today Jesus is King of Kings.
Kusukelaphi khona lapha kuloku okophedeni.
And where does it originate? It has a pagan origin.
Angifuni ukuphatha ezinye izinto ngoba singashonelwa ilanga.
There are other origins too of other facets, but we wouldn't have time to look at it all.
Manje isihlahla sika Khisimusi.
Now the Christmas tree.
Ukuthi seza kanjani eJalimani?
It came originally from Germany.
Kuthwa uluthela. Kuthwa ubehamba ebusuku. Wabona isibhakabhaka ebona izinkanyezi.
It is credited to Luther that he went outside one night and saw the stars in the heavens. He was awestruck by the beauty of it. He then went into his home and wanted to celebrate something with his family.
Wathatha isihlahla phandle, wasingenisa, wathatha ithikandlela, wasihlobisa.
He took a fir tree from outside and cut it down, put it inside and decorated it with candles.
Yes, Jalmani, kuthwa Tannenbaum.
In German, it's called a Tannenbaum.
Endulo ndulwini bebethi fir tree.
It used to be referred to as a fir tree.
Nges ngolimi lwasendulo ndulwini fir bechaza ukuthi fire.
Now, in the ancient language, the fir referred to fire.
Umlilo.
The fire also being an ancient symbol for the spirit.
But if uti isihlahla sika Khisimusi sibheka phezulu.
I also said the tree points upwards.
Manje lesi sihlahla sihlaza njalo.
Now this tree is an evergreen.
Manje thina la
now, we don't recognize that so much because here in Africa, trees are green anyway all the year round.
Kodwa khona ihlahla esithola phesheya.
But overseas there are some trees that lose their leaves.
Bese ke ihlahla zameva emahlanzeni ziyalahlekelwa amaqabunga azo.
There are those trees that lose their leaves down in the valleys.
The thorn trees.
Thorn trees.
They lose their leaves in the hlanzenis.
In the rural, down in the valleys. But have thorns that hurt. For this one. This one, there are songs about it in German. Which refer to it being green even in winter.
Lapho ngiqala nga ukufika eGermany ebusika, abuka amahlathi ngathi hawu ashile yini ungena umlilo yini.
When I first went to Germany, it was in winter. I looked at the forest and I said, what, has there been a fire? They all look burnt.
Ngoba ihlahla eningi zakhona zilahlekelwa amaqabunga awo ebusika.
For many of the trees there do lose their leaves in winter.
E-Europe yonke.
Not across the whole of Europe.
Kodwa lesi sihlahla sihlala sibe hlaza njalo.
This fir tree remains green always.
Manje bebethi sihlahla esihlaza njalo njengokuba kuthiwa fir. Fire. Sihlaza njalo esichaza ukuthi umlilo kaNkuluNkulu kufanele ukuthi uvuthe njalo kithina.
And so the evergreens were considered to be representative of the burning fire of God in us.
Kanti nasebusika siyakhula sihlala sibe hlaza. Kusho ukuthi nathi thina maKristu kufanele ukuthi
and even in winter they continue to grow and be green, as we Christians should be continually doing.
And
so Luther would decorate it because a Christian should be one who's always, in a sense, decorated and made beautiful.
Nyabazi ubuhle bokholwa fundani Galatia sahluko sesihlanu.
Do you know the beauty of the faith? Go and read in Galatians chapter 5.
Izithelo zikamoyo ngcwele.
The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Khona uthando.
Love.
Love. Had you said yes. It already? Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm right. Sorry. I don't hear so well. Bese ukubekezela.
And patience.
Ake nifunde makhaya, nginike homework. Nifunde kuGalatia 5, kusukela ku-19. Nizofunda ithelo zenyama, bese nifunde ithelo zikamoya. Kusho ukuthi sihlotshisiwe lesihlahla kodwa umuntu okholwayo onomoya kaNkuluNkulu uhlobiseka ngcono kakhulu kunalezi.
Go and read now. I give you some homework. In Galatians 5, look at verse 19. You read the works of the flesh and you also read of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. A Christian should be made beautiful all year round, far more beautiful than the Christmas tree. Let me read it for you.
Verse 22.
Galatians 5. Verse
22.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,
nokubekezela,
and patience,
nobubele,
kindness,
nobuvi,
goodness,
nokholeka,
faithfulness,
nobumnene,
gentleness,
nokuzithiba,
self-control.
Lezo thelo zihlobisa impilo yomuntu kakhulu kunalokho okucwebezelayo esihlahleni.
These fruits of the Spirit decorate the Christian far more attractive than the Christmas tree.
Kodwa umuthi ongesi umuthi oluhlaza. UJesu wathi yena ungumuthi oluhlaza.
You do get those that are not green, that lose their leaves. Jesus said he's the one who is green.
Kushukuthi ethi uma benza lokhu kimina engingumuthi oluhlaza kakhulu kangakanani kumuthi olomile.
The Lord said, if they do this to me, being a green branch, how much more to you who are a dry branch?
Sathi ubuhlaza kusho ukuthi impilo, ukukhula.
Greenness speaks of growth and growing.
Okomile kusho ukufa.
But dryness speaks of death.
Kuthwa imsebenzi yomuthi owomile.
The works of the dry tree
sobale ukuthi ubufebe
are evident. Immorality,
ukungcola,
defilement,
amanyala,
filth,
nokhonza ithombe,
idolatry,
khonze nabaphansi,
sorcery,
nokuthakatha,
witchcraft,
nobuta,
enmity,
nokulwa,
strife,
nomona,
jealousy,
nokuthukuthela,
fits of anger,
nokubanga,
rivalries,
nokwalana,
dissensions,
nokwahlukana,
divisions,
nomhawu,
envy,
nokudakwa,
drunkenness,
nokuxokozela,
orgies.
Nokunjalo engandulela ukunitshela ngakho njengokuba senganitshela ukuthi abenze kunje abayi kulidla ifa lombuso kaNkulunkulu.
And things like this I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Kusho ukuthi lesi sihlahla sikhomba umKristu onomoya kaNkulunkulu.
So this tree speaks of the attractiveness of the Christian who is beautified and is attractive.
Ngishilo ukuthi eqaleni abahedeni bebehloba lomkhosi.
Now I've said before that pagans originated this festival in their drunkenness and orgies, all the things, the sins of this
world.
Last night we noticed Christmas Eve or Sylvester.
Isilvestre.
Now Sylvester,
begu upapa wokala,
being the first pope,
Sylvester.
He was a pope, Sylvester.
Ema esontweni lama Roma,
in the Roman Catholic Church,
kusukela ku 314 kuze kube 335.
From 314 to 335.
Wayebona abantu bedakwa bephuza befeba benza zonke amanyala.
He saw the pagans being drunk, being immoral, and all their filth.
Why said, ay, Ake senze inkonzo yase Silvestre.
And he said, no, let's rather call it the Sylvester Day.
Senze inkonzo kwaqala khona ke ukuthi njalo nge Sylvester ebusuku kube inkonzo.
And have a service. That is why you have services on Christmas Eve.
Kusho ukuthi ke ningadinwa ukuba nginilandise konke kukhona abantu abalwa nokukholwa bethatha lezi zinto belwa ngazo.
So you'll excuse me if I go into that history. The thing is, there are those who are enemies of the gospel who object to these things.
Thina ke ngosuku lolu luka 25.
But we, on the 25th,
sikhumbula hayi ukuzalwa kwelanga leli liphezulu, kodwa ukuzalwa kwelanga lethu elinguJesu Christ.
We do not celebrate the birth of the Son, but the birth of our Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Silandi indaba kaJesu.
And we use it to give an we tell about the birth of Jesus.
Hayi, ake ngigcine lapho. Ngoba kuzothatha isikhathi eside kakhulu uma ngiqhubeka.
But let me just leave it there. I'll take too long if I had to go into other details.
Ngabe ngcono ukuthi sihlangane ngolunye usuku.
Rather that one looks at it on another day.
Singaqhubeki ngetext lethu.
Before we now continue with our text.
Ngithanda nokusho ukuthi basanqunywa abantu ngamasulumani.
I'd like to also mention this report that there are those still being Christians being beheaded by Muslims.
Abe ISIS.
Of the ISIS group.
Konale e Iraq.
In Iraq.
Insizwa ezine zanqunywa ngendlela ebuhlungu zinqunywa amakhanda.
Four young Christian men have been brutally beheaded.
Zineminyaka engaphansi kwa 15 ishumi nesihlanu.
They were all boys younger than 15.
Ngoba zenqaba kwathiwa njengokuba ningamaKristu nikholwa uJesu.
For they, the ISIS tried to force them to reject Jesus and believe in Muhammad. All of these boys were under 15 years of age.
Babethanda ukubafosa ukuthi geke simlandele uJesu sesiyomlandela uMuhammad.
They tried to force them to not follow Jesus anymore but Muhammad.
Kodwa lezi ngane ezineminyaka engaphansi kwa 15 ishumi nesihlanu bathi cha, thina sithanda uYesu.
But
one
of these boys,
all of them
said, no, we love Jesus, Yeshua.
Njalo besimthanda uYeshua.
We've always loved Yeshua.
Siyamlandela uYeshua.
We follow Yeshua.
UYeshua ube nathi njalo.
And Yeshua has been with us always.
Abe ICC, bathi shonani ukuthi sesophenduka sibe ngamasulumani sikholwa Muhammad.
ISIS tried to force them to say the words that they reject their Christian faith and now follow Muhammad.
Kodwa bona bathi cha sikwazi umphika uYeshua.
They firmly said, no, we cannot deny Yeshua. They chopped their heads off. What do you feel when you hear that?
Nani bantwana eningaphansi no 15 years, nithini ngalokho?
And you children under 15, what do you feel about this?
Ngoba lezi ngane zifana nengane zethu.
These children are like our children.
Bekufanele ukuthi nathi sibe nemizwa ngabo.
We should have a feeling, a connection to this.
Kusho ukuthi ke asithandaze sibakhulekele ngoba bathiwa kuthiwa usuku nosuku bayanqunywa.
Let us therefore remember them in prayer, for it is said that daily they are being killed, murdered.
Ngisho namakhosikazi ayadlwengulwa, ayabulawa. Ayabemeza bethi kodwa nina mhlaba nithini ngokuhlupheka kwethu na.
And women,
sithini,
their Christian women being raped, murdered, and these Christians say, you Christians in the world, what do you say about our suffering?
And what are you doing about it?
Nenzani ngakho.
Ake sibakhulekele manje.
Let's pray for them now. That the Lord would be with them. Lord, we pray for these brethren who are being murdered, raped in these caliphate lands of ISIS. Please be merciful to them. Rescue them. Work by your Holy Spirit, O Lord.
Ezinqunywa kabi kangaka ubakhawukele Nkosi bakuzwe useduze kwabo.
That these our brothers and sisters and these children who are out our children would experience you being close to them.
Sikhawukele usebenze ngaphezu kokucela nokucabanga kwethu ukuba kuchitheke imisebenzi kaSatan.
Be gracious, Lord. Answer in a way that is far above our even our asking and imagination in destroying the works of Satan.
Work, O
Lord Jesus. You who have all power in heaven and on earth, wouldn't you work?
Amen.
Amen.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe ngoba uthi laba babulawa ngenxa yakhe babekwa ealtari ezulwini phansi ealtari indawo ephambili.
We thank the Lord for his word which declares that those who are beheaded for the faith are martyrs who are there at the closest place beneath the altar of God.
Kodwa thina,
but we,
uma singahlangana nento enjalo, singathini? Sizokuma na noma simphike uJesu?
If we meet up with such a circumstance, will we stand or will we deny the Lord Jesus?
Ake sifunde manje itext lethu.
Let us now read our text
ngoka Matthew isahluko sokuqala.
In Matthew chapter 1.
Ukuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu kwaba nje. Uninu Maria esemiselwe uJosefa bengakahlangani wafunyanwa ekhulelwe ngomoya oNgcwele.
From verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
Kepha uJosefa indoda yakhe engumuntu olungileyo engathandi ukumthelihlazo wayifuna ukumlahla ngasese.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
Esazindla ngalokho bheka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuye ngephupho ithi, Josefa ndodana kaDavida, ungesabi ukumthatha uMaria umkakhe ngokuba lokho akukhulelweyo kungomoya oyingcwele.
But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Uzakuzala indodana uyiqambe igama lokuthi uJesu, ngokuba nguye oyakusindisa abantu bakhe ezonweni zabo.
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Lokhu konke kwenzeka ukuba kugcwaliseke okwakhulunywa yinkosi ngomprofeti ukuthi bheka intombi iyakukhulelwa izala indodana bayakuyiqamba igama lokuthi uyimanueli okungukuthi ngokukhonyushwa uNkulunkulu nathi.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We'll read thus far. Let's look closer at what happened at the birth of Jesus Christ.
Ngoba uma sisemkhombeni wenkomo sithi nasi simanga somntwana.
For as we look in the manger, we say, here is a marvel, a wonderful child.
Hala sibona izilwane.
We look at the animals there.
Umntwana uKristu.
The child, the Christ. We find him there among the animals in a cow shed. Let's consider who Jesus was. Who he is. Jesus is God himself. And fully man as well. No one greater than him, no one older than him, he is the very first.
Umdali wezulu nomhlaba simfike.
We find the creator of heaven and earth in a manger with animals around. No one greater than him. And yet we find him so small, so little. No one who has been made as small as he was. He who is the very first, we find him here being the lowest of the low. How is it possible that the Most High God, the greatest, should be the smallest of all? Leaving heaven. Leaving heaven to come to earth. He who had made the heavens and the earth, he who has everything in his hands. We see him in an animal manger. Born of a person, Mary.
Umlando uthi imnyaka ka Maria mhlawumbe ibe 16 noma 17.
Historians estimate that Mary might have been 16 or 17.
Singathi ube ingane.
We could call her a child still.
AbaJuda nanamhlanje bajwayele ukushada beno 17.
And it is a Jewish custom that girls till today get married very young, even 17.
Ophezu konke ongu Alpha no Omega uzelwe ingane uzelwe umuntu.
The Most High God, the Alpha and the Omega, is born as a child of a person.
Ayikhazeki, ayizekeki, ayimukeleki ngengqondo yomuntu.
It is indescribable. Words cannot explain it. Great is this mystery.
Ukuzalwa kwenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ukuzalwa kwakhe kwaba sesikhathini esimnyama buqe.
His birth was during a dark era.
Unina Maria,
the mother Mary,
ubethemsene no Joseph,
was betrothed to Joseph.
Bobabili bebempofu,
both of them being poor.
Ngoba uhlanga luka Davidi belumpofu.
For the lineage of David, though he had been king, it had become so low that that lineage was now very poor.
UJoseph bekumelwe ukuthi abe nentonga yobukhosi. Kodwa intonga yobukhosi ibingekho.
Joseph should have received the scepter of being a king, but he was nothing.
Ubengacebile empofu. Hayi ukuthi umpofu kuyinto embi cha. Kukhona abantu abampofu abaphila kangcono kunabantu abacibile.
And not that being poor is something to look down upon. No, there are poor people who live far better lives than the rich.
Kodwa uJesu was umuntu obekuthiwa uzombasopa. Abe ustepfather wakhe ube umbazi umuntu ompofu.
The man who was to be his stepfather, who was just a carpenter and also poor.
Ngithi bekuyisikhathi sobumnyama.
I say it is a dark era.
Hayi ngenxa yobumpofu babo.
Not because of their poverty.
Kodwa ubethembisene lentombi ibithembisene no
It was dark for him, for he was now betrothed to this girl, Mary. And at that time, it was not allowed that a girl falls pregnant outside of wedlock.
Bengungafana namhlanje lapho ubone zonke intombi sezilahlekelwe ubuntombi bazo sebezala ingane emakhaya kusho ukuthi kumnyama buqe namhlanje emhlabeni.
In fact, they would have been stoned, both the girl and the man. Today, though, we don't know what virginity is anymore. You find it is just a lost value. Jews were not like the Gentiles.
UmJuda uma ebethembisa ubehamba nomndeni wakubo baye kubo wentombazana.
If a Jewish family then would get engaged, they would go with the family to the home of the girl. And at the betrothal ceremony, the man was given a cup.
And
so the man would then, the bridegroom would drink from this cup, then it would be given to her, and if they had now both drunk from the same cup, it was declared to be their betrothal or engagement. It was an expression of being one, unity. Of being joined together. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Let this cup pass from me." It was when he was sweating sweat drops of blood. For as he drank, he was drinking of your filth, all your sins. He was joining himself, uniting himself to you, engaging.
There he got engaged to you in all your sinfulness. Watembisa nawe emanyaleni akho onke ekungoleni kwakho konke kwamjulukisa waba manzi te igazi.
Being betrothed to you with all your filth, it made him to sweat as he drank this cup.
UJesu wakwenza lokho.
Jesus
abajuta ke bebekwenza bethembisa.
Did this. Now it was a custom of the Jews in their betrothal.
Uma sebeqedile umkhwenyana ubephindele ekhaya.
Then after that ceremony, the young man would go home. There was no visitation.
SMS.
No connection with
SMSs.
There was no phoning of each other. They were parted like the East is from the West.
Noma. Umaria esezobakashela isobo sakhe le entabeni akabuzanga kuJosepha ukuthi uthini wena ngisazokubikela ukuthi ngiya le.
Even when Mary went to visit her relative Elizabeth in the hills, she didn't ask for permission from her engaged man and say, "What do you think? Is it okay?"
Today we do that before we are married. And when we are married, we behave as if we are not married.
Namhlanje segu I umkhubo ukuthi sikwenze lokhu singakashati, kodwa uma sesishadile asisakwenzi.
Izinto zimi ngekhanda yikho konakele kubolile emhlabeni.
Things have been turned upside down. That's why there is such rottenness in this world.
Uma umkhwenyane sephindele muva ubeqala ukwakha indlu akhele umndeni wakhe umakoti.
When the bridegroom would go home, he would start with building a home for his wife to be.
Futhi uma eseqedile ukwakha ubengakwazi ukuhamba athi baba sengiyahamba kulanda umakoti.
When he had finished building it, he wouldn't say, "Now father, I'm going to fetch my wife."
Ubengazi usuku bekushubaba uyise ukuthi mntanami hamba manjulandu makoti.
He would wait upon his father, who would then choose the day. Now, son, you can go and fetch your bride.
Iku Jesu ethi, uzobuya uthi ngiyahamba kunakhe lindlu. Ngizobuya kodwa isikhathi nosuku angisazi ubaba kuphela. Kutsho ukuthi abajuda bebemuzwa kahle.
That is why Jesus said, I go now to prepare a home for you, and no man knows the hour, only the Father. Until the Father said that he could go and fetch his bride.
Maria ubengavakashelani noJosepha, noJosepha ubengambhaleli neyincwadi.
So Mary and Joseph were not visiting each other or writing love letters.
UJesu ke, uMaria ke, kuleso sikhathi wavakashelwa ingelosi.
At that time, Mary was visited by an angel.
Yathi uzozala indodana.
Saying, you will bear a son.
Athi ngizala kanjani? Ayikho indoda engiyaziyo.
She said,
ayikho indoda engaka ngayithinta. Ngiyintombi nto.
She said, how can this be? For I know no man. I have not been touched by a man. I am a virgin.
Wathi umoyo ngcwele uzokwehla njengefu.
The angel said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and through the Holy Spirit you will be pregnant with a son.
Christ.
Think about it. It was a disgrace for a girl to fall pregnant at home.
Bekuyiqala lokubulawa.
Worthy of execution.
Bekungavunyelwe into enjalo.
It was not allowed.
Kodwa uMaria.
But Mary.
Wathi ngincekukazi yakho akube kimi njengokusho kwakho.
Said, behold, I am your maid servant, let it be as you have said.
Wavuma ukuthwala lelo hlazo. Ukuthi akhulelwe ekhaya.
She was willing to bear this disgrace of falling pregnant outside of wedlock. Akashongo
nokuthi uJosepha uzothini emfike senginje ngoba nalento ayifihleki njalo. Ungayifihla isikhathi esincane emva kwenyanga eyitile. Sekuvelobala kumhlaba wonke.
She didn't say, but what will Joseph think of me? Because remember, pregnancy might be hidden in the beginning, but later on it becomes publicly evident.
Kwahamba.
Then after a while, Joseph got wind of the fact that she was pregnant. Whether he saw or he heard rumors, because there is gossiping in this world,
ngithi ukuzalwa kukaJesu kwaba ngesikhathi esimnyama bhuqe. Nampu kumnyama bhuqe ke. Useza ukwenze njani ke manje?
Jesus was born in a dark, difficult time. This is the darkness that he was born in, this circumstance. Had to say it was his their child and yet not.
Ngoba bobabili bebephila phi impilo.
For they both lived a life of purity that was a sweet fragrance to God.
It
was dark, for she fell pregnant out of wedlock.
Kwashwa kuJosepha wathi, angaze ngicabange ukuthi le ntombi engiyithemba kangaka ukuthi ngakhulelwe ekhaya.
How difficult it was for Joseph to have thought, I have never dreamed that this girl that I've got betrothed to should fall pregnant like this at home.
Kodwa uJosepha kuthwa kenxa yokulunga kwakhe ubengathanda ukuthi amthele ngehlazo ubadla.
The Bible says Joseph was a just man, not willing to expose her to open shame.
Akayanga kumuntu ukuthi hey nakho ngivelelwa intombi yami engithembise nayo ikhulelwe.
He didn't go around and tell people, I've had a terrible thing happen to me. The girl I'm engaged to has fallen pregnant.
I would Joseph ube indoda yamadoda noma kuhlangena amadoda inkulungwane ezishumi ube yedwa vo phakathi kwa wonke lamadoda.
He was truly an upright man, a just man, a man who stood out in 10,000 men.
Watangifuna ukumthela ngehlazo obala ukuthi abulawe.
He said, I don't want to expose her to open shame so that she would be executed.
Wathi ngizosusa ngizohlukana naye ngasese kungabi kumuntu owaziyo ngivele nginyamalale nje.
He decided to rather let their divorce or their parting be in secret and that it just disappears.
Ngoba ngifuna ukumthela ngehlazo.
Not wanting to expose her to disgrace.
Angifuni ukuthi avelelwe icala.
And to be found guilty.
Kanti khona lapho engakakhulumi kumuntu nakho kusibulalayo thina bantu nathi maKristu la emlonyeni.
This is what destroys
us. Nina besifazane nihlushwa yilokhu kodwa nani madoda sengaphenduka ukuba ukuba ngamadoda nani senifana ake ngithi abafazi.
This disgrace among Christians of gossip, known that it was among women, but men too now are exactly the same.
Men have degraded. They're worse than a silly woman. They can't keep a secret.
Abba,
they must speak. Gossip.
Aba sakwazi ukugcina imfihlakalo. It was pitch dark for him.
Kanti khona lapho uNkulunkulu sethume ingelosi kuJosepha, Josepha ungamlahli uMaria ngoba lokhu okubonayo.
But right there,
kodwa uNkulunkulu ngomoya ongcwele,
God sent an angel and then said to Joseph, don't be afraid to take her as your wife, for this thing which has happened to her is of God, it is of the Holy Spirit.
Uzozala indodana.
She will bear a son.
Zobizwa ngokuthi uJesu uzosindisa abantu ezonweni zabo.
You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Useyintombi nto.
While she was still a virgin, a pure virgin.
Bambe lokho.
Remember that point.
Ubeyintombi nto. UNkulunkulu ongahlulwa lutho ngomoya wakho ingcwele wambumba umntwana kuye.
Though a virgin, nothing is impossible for God, for he could create the child in her.
Kwase kuthiwa
And it was said, now go and fetch your bride. Now it was the Father in heaven speaking to Joseph. We don't know if his earthly father was still alive then. But now let's look at how the darkness changed. He then went
to
She said then to him, God sent his angel to me and said that I will bear a son, Jesus.
No Joseph age wamkhazela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nami futhi ukuthi uzozala uMessiah.
And she could then share with him how God had come to her and said she would bear a son, the Messiah.
Bayekhaya.
So they went home.
Wamyisa lapha emakhele khona.
And took her to there where he had built a home for her.
Kanti kulezo bajabula abekha bashadile abajabule njengaye njengabo.
They were happy, they were joyful, none as happy as they were.
God put Josepha akaze amthinte uMaria akalalanga naye futhi yaze yazalwa ingane.
Joseph, though, had no intimate relations with her until she bore a son. Honoring her and the child in her, the Messiah, the Christ, the King of Kings. Marvelous it is. And then right
there,
The emperor in Rome then declared that there would be a poll or a census. Every person in his empire was to be counted. Like we know what a census is. First time. Why?
Umaria usemuhle futhi sikhathi sakhe seseduze ukuthi abelethe.
Mary was far in her pregnancy. It was close to the time.
Sokumele ukuthi asuke.
Then
they...
Then they had to get up and go far to Bethlehem. A person might say, what? This is so typical of a king having such unjust, unfair laws.
Roma.
Oh, the Roman slavery.
Or
the Roman dictatorship, but God, who is sovereign over all things, was sovereign even over this circumstance because of the child.
Ngoba ubezozalwa eBethlehem kanti bona la eNazareth.
For he had to be born in Bethlehem and they were still in Nazareth.
basuka khona lapho baqonda le umuntu esenzima ezohamba ibangelide. You see how God's ways are. They are so wrong. Jesus, when he walked this earth, he came at the wrong time when a person says, my father has died. I've just got married. I've just bought some oxen. Jesus was always come to you at the wrong, so-called wrong time. But don't be fooled by the devil. It isn't wrong. It's right. Because God doesn't make a mistake.
Izindlela zikaNkulunkulu ziyaphambana njalo. Kodwa akalenzi iphutha, akusiloni iphutha. UNkulunkulu uyabusa, uyakontrola zonke izinto.
Uma sebefika khona sengiyayinqamula indaba.
When they got there now, I'm just summarizing.
It's just about time to stop.
Sekuseduze ukuthi siyeke.
But I'll just carry on a bit.
Noma iqhubeka kancane nje.
Uma befika khona.
When they got there.
Akamuki umuntu nentongo yabukhosi.
He didn't arrive with a scepter of a king.
Uza empofu engelutho.
Coming in poverty as a nothing. And they saw Mary and them in this state. And Mary in this far pregnancy. Was told, sorry, no room here. There was no bed and breakfast, no hotel, no place for them. Such as man.
Without
pity, selfish at heart, not thinking of the other, only thinking of himself. Until they were finally given a place in a stable. No bed. Just a manger for cows. For animals. We don't hear Mary and Joseph complaining. But God in heaven was busy engineering circumstances to fulfill what had been declared in the Bible.
Things are going wrong. They're not going wrong. It's God who's maneuvering things.
Izinto azipambani kunguNkulunkulu osebenzisa ohlela izinto.
Gott macht nie einen Fehler. Wir dummen und blöden, wir machen Fehler. Und wollen's recht machen und machen's verkehrt.
God doesn't.
Anstatt dass wir stille schweigen und Gott führen lassen.
God doesn't make a mistake. We try and correct things and try and maneuver things ourselves. Then we mess up. We should just be silent and let God work.
Baze bakhonjwe khona esitebelweni, isitebelo besiphansi komuzi, simbiwe phansi.
Then to the stable, which was usually at below a building, right down there. No electricity.
Akho lutho okufudumeza indlu.
It had no facilities.
Kodwa uJosepha uthatha uhoyi.
But Joseph takes this hay and makes a bed in the manger. The child is born. Joseph being the midwife.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
But no greater than this, Jesus, God himself.
Simanga sendaba.
How amazing. How amazing is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Umaria wamfaka imkhwintsho wamsonga 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 waze wambeka emkhombeni wenkomo.
Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and lay him in a manger.
Ayike bayibuka ingane bothi nangu uNkulunkulu uEmmanueli. Kuthiwa kuzoba uEmmanueli uNkulunkulu nathi. Bajabula. O Josepha no Maria, agibeka banta bajabula njengaye.
They gazed upon this baby in awe, remembering that he is the Emmanuel. He is God with us, no greater than he is.
Akuthathanga sikhathi. Kwaqhamuka belusi.
Didn't take long and shepherds arrived. Wanting to see the child who had been born, the king. A marvel among marvels. And Mary and Joseph were continually in awe. How marvelous it is, the Christmas story. Nothing, no story greater than it is. There is no greater gift than this. Doesn't matter how big a present you might receive at Christmas, nothing bigger than this. Now make him a place, a manger. Get this place ready for Jesus to be in your
heart.
Have you prepared your heart for Jesus?
Ukuba uJesu lono isimanga seyimanga uAlpha noOmega angene kuwahlale ku usumenzele usuwake wakwenza.
That Jesus, he who is the Alpha and the Omega.
Uyahleba, uyaphinga, uyafeba, uyadakwa kodwa noma ungathatha ungenza noma ikuphi uthakathe.
Have you prepared your heart for him, he who is Emmanuel, he who is God? I don't ask you about your sins of sorcery or drunkenness, whatever, but have you now come to that point that you say, Jesus in my heart, Emmanuel, God with me?
I'll have to stop now. I've spoken long enough.
But this matter
no half.
Cannot be described amply in just an hour or an hour and a half.
This thing I want to know from you. Be truthful and honest. Have you opened your heart to this child?
Nokuqonda ube neqiniso ukuthi usuwavula inhliziyo umngenise lo mntwana
na. Wise men from the east, far east, most probably China, they've been touched, they've come. What has Christ his birth done to you yet?
Izazi.
Has it moved you?
Zasem umalanga zavela. Mhlawumbe ngaseShayina zathatha lolu hambo ukuthi beze kuye. Kodwa lokhu kuzalwa kukaJesu kwakuthinta na?
Noma ufana noHerod ukuthi le ndaba isuke ikuphathe kabi neJerusalonke, iJerusalema ebelifanele ukuthi lithokoze. Ngitshela ungakaphumi la endlini, wena unenhliziyo kaHerod, unenhliziyo yabaseJerusalem. Noma ufana nalabo abaqhamuka kude kwelinyizwe mhlawumbe eShayina nabelusi bathintekile, kodwa wena usuwathinteka ngalo mntwana. Uma wathintwa yilo mntwana, impilo yakho yokukhombisa yophenduka khona manje. Ngeke uphume la ngendlela ongene ngayo. Uma uthi sengamukela kodwa kungaguqukanga, ngiyakutshela ukuthi namanga ngokwasathane.
Or are you rather like Herod and all Jerusalem who, with the rumor of the birth of the king, were troubled? But tell me, who are you like? Are you identified with the wise men from the east, perhaps as far as China, and also the shepherds, those who were touched by his birth? Or are you rather like Herod? If you have received Jesus in your life, don't tell me that you remain unchanged and continue. I end there. I would be glad if these words have not been in vain to you. Is the choir still here? Come forward and sing a final song.